President Trump is touting something that I have missed altogether. A new chain of gas stations that are selling gas for $3, about $3.49 or 47 cents a gallon, which is, I'm told, below both market prices and wholesale costs. It's apparently a network of 25 Freedom fuel stations. I don't know anything about it, but I do know that Jeff Manasso, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire, knows everything we need to, well, everything there is to know that's knowable, I guess. Jeff, good afternoon. Welcome back.
I wouldn't go that far, my friend, but I try.
You know more about it. You know about it. I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, well, this is a, as you mentioned, a network of gas stations, about 25 gas stations, dubbed the Freedom Fuel Gas Stations. The first one opening in, well, they're already open, but the first one in Philadelphia is part of a broader initiative to offer discounted gasoline, is dropping gas prices by about 50 cents per gallon below Pennsylvania's statewide average, which is 50 cents higher than that number you mentioned, 347 per gallon. So a deep discount. Drivers probably lined up to get gas there. And the White House says that it's leading the charge to lower gas prices this summer, putting you know more money in your pocket. So taking advantage of this situation, kind of hailing it as something that that, you know, it could expand you know, across the country. But to break it down, these 25 stations across Greater Philly, so there's stations in Pennsylvania
and southern New Jersey as well, which
New Jersey,
having lived and worked in Philly, they kind of run together anyway.
Yeah, so essentially Greater Philly, the White House indicated that this network is operated by a retailer, so there's a private retailer that's got these gas stations, that's branded its stations as Freedom Fuel to align with President Trump's push for lower energy costs. So to break it down even more, P-dubs, this is just a person, some people that like the president, like his policies, changing their gas stations, trying to capitalize on it, lowering their prices. They're not affiliated with the Trump administration. They're not receiving federal subsidies. Instead, they're lowering their prices by accepting smaller profit margins.
Wow. I mean, that 50 cents, though, this is somebody who's very, I'll say, Trump-oriented, patriotic. They're going to take a loss, it appears, if it's at 50 cents. And that was the next question I was going to ask you, Jeff Manasso. Was the government or the Trump administration or somebody underwriting? But it sounds like they claim they're not.
No, they're not. They say that they're not. There's no federal subsidies, nothing like that. This is just somebody that's kind of changed their business model and perhaps capitalizing on it. I know the Trump administration is capitalizing on this, but you know, anybody who knows anybody in the gas station business will tell you they only make a few cents profit on gasoline. Where the real money is made is in the store, convenience items and things like that. And so perhaps they'll be making some money there. But, you know, the president has argued that people should be paying less right now at the pump as crude oil futures retreated to levels seen before the Iran war. Currently at under $72 per barrel. Before the start of the war, it was just over $72 a barrel. The president has also accused some companies of price gouging and warned that the federal government could investigate if prices remained elevated. So currently the average price, according to AAA, per gallon, regular unleaded, $3.88 nationwide, obviously higher and lower in some parts of the country. That's up 4 cents from yesterday, up 6 cents from a week ago, but it's down about 30 cents from a month ago. And so, you know, prices seem to be ticking down. We'll see what happens with the latest action in Iran. But, you may wonder, okay, well, if gas prices are down, like crude oil's down, well, why aren't we seeing this immediate relief? Well, there are a couple of factors. Gas stations sell fuel that, you know, that they bought. They're selling fuel that they bought earlier at higher prices, obviously.
Right.
Refining fuel costs money, and those costs can stay high even when crude gets cheaper. Distribution and taxes, they obviously don't change. Seasonal demand, you know, during the summer driving season, gas demand is typically higher, and so there were required more. You were talking about the more expensive summer fuel blends, so that those are the issues. And retail prices, this is something I know you know. The retail prices often follow what's called the rockets and feathers pattern. So economists have long observed gas stations; they tend to raise prices right away when wholesale costs increase. Very, very slowly when the costs fall.
Oh, well done. Oh, you're on top of it today, my friend. Well, you're always on top of it, Jeff. You know what I'm thinking out loud, which is unusual. Not that I'm thinking out loud, but just that I'm thinking. I'm thinking out loud, Jeff. Maybe they've gotten around some of this by selling these guys the Venezuelan oil that we got for free. No, that doesn't make sense because they don't sell oil right to the gas station. It's got to go to the refinery. From the refinery, yep, goes to the gas station. Never mind. That's why I don't think out loud very often. I was just trying to think of how they were doing this, how long they can do it. I remember, and you might too, because you've been in the business a long time too. Remember when radio stations used to take over a gas station and they would drop the price by 20 yeah. cents or 25 or 50, whatever. And when the reason I thought of this when you said there'll be long lines, believe me, there were long lines down the street when we used to do that many, many years ago. So I thought of that at that moment. It can be done. And you're right, too, by pointing out, as gas stations do, they make their money when people come in and buy stuff in the store. That's where they make most of their profit now, which is why there are very few standalone gas stations that aren't also these stores. Anyway, Jeff, I appreciate it. Do you have a nice weekend planned?
Gonna do some baseball, wrapping up my son's baseball season, and gonna just try and catch some sunshine, a little vitamin D, and relax.
Well, you're a good dad. What's your son's name?
His name is Will.
Will?
And he's wrapping up. Yeah, William. He's wrapping up his 14U season with a tournament this weekend, and going to be fun.
Oh, well, you're a good dad. Have fun. I hope he does well and enjoys himself.
Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, Jeff, thanks much. Jeff Manasso, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire, and good dad, I might point out, at 1229.